And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the chief captain of his army. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph, and said to him, In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. And the chief of the house of the father of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph the son of Lael. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elizaphan the son of Uzziel. And Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest shall be chief over the chief of the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And Moses and Aaron and the chief of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites after their families and after the house of their fathers, all those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief of Israel numbered, after their families and after the house of their fathers. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with a Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people, and of a chief house in Midian. Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, thou, and Eleazar the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation. So concerning them Moses commanded Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, and the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near, and spoke before Moses, and before the princes, the chief fathers of the children of Israel. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and with him 10 princes, of each chief house a prince throughout all the tribes of Israel, and each one was in head of the house of their fathers among the thousands of Israel. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. And Saul said, Draw ye near hither, all the chief of the people, and know and see wherein this sin hath been this day. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And David said on that day, Whosoever getteth up to the gutter, and smiteth the Jebusites, and the lame, and the blind, that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over both the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and David's sons were chief rulers. And Ira also the Jearite was a chief ruler about David. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat chief among the captains, the same was Adino, the Ezanite, he lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And 3 of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time under the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among 3. And he lifted up his spear against 300, and slew them, and had their name among 3. Beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. These were the chief of the officers that were over Solomon's work, 550, which bare rule over the people that wrought in the work. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard, which kept the door of the king's house. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the door. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph's. And his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, were the chief, Jeiel and Zechariah, and Joel the chief, and Shepham the next, and Jani, and Shaphat in Bashan, Ahai the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, chief of the house of their fathers. And the sons of Azai, Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Isaiah, 5, all of them chief men. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes, and the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war and to battle was 26,000 men. These were heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. And their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And the porters were Shalom, and Akub, and Talmon, and Ahiman. And their brethren, Shalom, was the chief. For these Levites, the 4 chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And David said, Whosoever smiteth the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had. Jashubim, and Hakonite, the chief of the captains, he lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the 3. For lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them, and had a name among the 3. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the son of Shemaiah, the Gibeathite, and Jeziel, and Pilate, the sons of Azmaveth, and Berechah, and Jehu the Antothite. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brethren 112. Said unto them, Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. And Kenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. Asaph the chief, and the next to him Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattathiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom. And Jeiel with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. It was over the Kerethites and the Pelethites. And the sons of David were chief about the king. First Chronicles. The sons of Laadan, the chief was Jehiel, and Zetham, and Joel, three. The sons of Shimei, Shelomith, and Haziel, and Haran, three. These were the chief of the fathers of Laadan. And Jeheth was the chief, and Ziza the second. But Jeush and Beriah had not many sons, therefore they were in one reckoning, according to their father's house. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief. And the sons of Eliezer were Rehabiah, the chief, and Eliezer had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomith the chief. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar there were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar according to the house of their fathers. And Shemaiah, the son of Nethaneel the scribe, one of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and before the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, one principal household being taken for Eleazar, and one taken for Ithamar. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, and Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers over against their younger brethren. Also Hosa of the children of Merari had sons, Simri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Among these were the divisions of the porters, even among the chief men having wards one against another, to minister in the house of the Lord. Concerning the sons of Laadan, the sons of the Gershonite Laadan, chief fathers, even of Laadan the Gershonite, were Jehieli, which Shelomith and his brethren were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host, had dedicated. Among the Hebronites was Jerijah the chief, even among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren, men of valor, were 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God and affairs of the king. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Of the children of Perez was the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon, the son of David, king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be priest. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bare rule over the people. And Rehoboam made Abijah the son of Maacah the chief to be ruler among his brethren, for he thought to make him king. Instead of which, King Rehoboam made shields of brass, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. And these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers, of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adnah the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set of the Levites, and of the priests, and of the chief of the fathers of Israel, for the judgment of the Lord, and for controversies when they returned to Jerusalem. And behold, Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of the Lord. And Zebediah the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matters. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. And they went about in Judah, and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the chief of the fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And the king called for Jehoiada the chief, and said unto him, Why hast thou not required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection, according to the commandment of Moses the servant of the Lord, and of the congregation of Israel, for the tabernacle of witness? The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Azariah the chief priest of the house of Zadok answered him and said, Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty, for the Lord hath blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store. Conaniah also, and Shemaiah, and Nethaneel his brethren, and Hashabiah, and Jeiel, and Jozabad, chief of the Levites, gave unto the Levites for Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of the Lord, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests, and the Levites, with all them whose spirit God had raised, to go up to build the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house of the Lord which is at Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to set it up in his place. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers, who were ancient men, that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. Then they came to Zerubbabel and to the chief of the fathers, and said unto them, Let us build with you, for we seek your God, as ye do, and we do sacrifice unto him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Asser, which brought us up hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said unto them, Ye have nothing to do with us to build an house unto our God, but we ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus the king of Persia hath commanded us. We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. The son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Then sent I for Eliezer, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jerob, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshullam chief men, also for Joiarib, and for Elnathan men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment unto Iddo the chief at the place Casaphiah. And I told them what they should say unto Iddo, and to his brethren the Nethinims, at the place Casaphiah, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. Then I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and watch ye and keep them until ye weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites, and chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house of the Lord. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass. Then arose Ezra and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel, to swear that they should do according to this word, and they swear. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated, and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work. The Tirshatha gave to the treasure 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priests' garments. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasure of the work 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,200 pound of silver. And on the second day were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. The chief of the people, Parosh, Pehath Moab, Elam, Zathu, Benai, Bun. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah dwelt every one in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And his brethren, the chief of the fathers, 242. And Amishai, the son of Azareel, the son of Ahisai, the son of Meshilemoth, the son of Immer, and Shebethai and Jozabad, the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Jeshua. And in the days of Jehoiakim were priests, the chief of the fathers, of Seraiah, Miriah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joida, and Johanan, and Jadua, were recorded chief of the fathers. Also the priests unto the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Johanan the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David the man of God, ward over against ward. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. I chose out of their way, and sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm of David. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. To the chief musician upon Neginoth, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. To the chief musician on Neginoth upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. To the chief musician upon Muthleben, a psalm of David. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? To the chief musician upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Chief musician, a psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long, the chief musician, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob defend thee. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. To the chief musician, upon Ajaleth Shehar, a psalm of David. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. To the chief musician, even to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. To the chief musician, Maskil for the sons of Korah. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. To the chief musician upon Shoshanim, for the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, to the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. O clap your hands, all ye people! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph! To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Hear this, all ye people! Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world! To the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him, after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. To the chief musician, Maskil. A psalm of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, and said unto him, David has come to the house of Ahimelech. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. To the chief musician upon Mehelath, Maskil, a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil, a psalm of David, when the Ziphims came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. To the chief musician on Neginoth, Maskil, a psalm of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Psalm 56. To the chief musician upon Jonathil el Emrikokim, Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. to the chief musician Eltasketh Michtam of David. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? To the chief musician Eltasketh Michtam of David, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. To the chief musician upon Shushanadath, Michtam of David to teach, when he strove with Aram-Naharaim and with Aram-Zobah, when Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt 12,000. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. To the chief musician upon Neginah, a psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. The chief musician, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. The chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. To the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm or song. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. To the chief musician upon Shoshanim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. The chief musician, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, a psalm or song of Asaph. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm or song of Asaph. In Judah is God known, his name is great in Israel. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, to the chief musician upon Shoshanim Edith, a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. To the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Song or psalm for the sons of Korah, to the chief musician upon Mehaleth, Leonoth, Maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. He smote also the firstborn in their land, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man.
Crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends.
spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes with all the chief spices, a fountain. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. What wilt thou say when he shall punish thee? For thou hast taught them to be captains, and as chief over thee. Shall not sorrows take thee as a woman in travail? Now Pashur, the son of Immer the priest, who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. Her adversaries are the chief, her enemies prosper. For the Lord hath afflicted her for the multitude of her transgressions. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. The merchants of Sheba and Arima, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with chief of all spices, and with all precious stones and gold. Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority doest thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. And love the uppermost rooms at feasts, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greet. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people, unto the palace of the high priest who was called Caiaphas. And then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest, and while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, chief seats in the synagogues and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which did. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And immediately while he yet spake cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. But some of them said, He casteth out devils through Beelzebub, the chief of the devils. And it came to pass, as he went into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, There was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, Be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves, when I was... And as soon as it was day, The elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees. And they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment, that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. But they cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am king of the Jews. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women, and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts. And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, surnamed Barsabas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priests which did so. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theatre. And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down unto them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating of Paul. Then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and demanded who he was and what he had done. And as Paul was to be led into the castle, he said unto the chief captain, May I speak unto thee? Who said, Canst thou speak Greek? The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou doest,
for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was free born. Then straightway they departed from him, and we should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down, and to take him by force from among them, and to bring him into the castle. And they came to the chief priests and elders, and said, We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore ye, with the council, signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul the prisoner called me unto him, and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee. Then the chief captain took him by the hand, and went with him aside privately, and asked him, What is that thou hast to tell me? So the chief captain then let the young man depart, and charged him, See thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me. But the chief captain, Lysias, came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of our hands, commanding. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them, and said, When Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul, and besought him, about whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. And on the morrow, when Agrippa was come and Bernice with great pomp, and was entered into the place of hearing, with the chief captains and principal men of the city at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought forth. And which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, in the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that after 3 days Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains.